Natalie Bell, Assistant Curator. Arthur Bispo de Rosario was a Brazilian self-taught artist whose life and work were really fused together for much of his life. Bispo was born in the northeast of Brazil, and he grew up with little formal education, though he eventually served in the Brazilian Navy for some time. As a young man, he moved to Rio de Janeiro, where he worked odd jobs as a doorman or a housekeeper, and he was first admitted to a psychiatric hospital when he was in his mid-20s in 1936, and he was there diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. Interestingly, Bispo's initial diagnosis and his internment coincided with the rise of fascist ideology in Brazil and the introduction of a League of Mental Hygiene, which was created to cleanse the state of anyone considered socially degenerate, not only those who suffered from psychiatric conditions, but everyone from prostitutes to beggars to outspoken communists. During his first period of internment, Bispo survived both lobotomy and electroshock, and although he lived outside of institutions and on his own for decades, he was interned again in the 1960s, at a time when he had a vision that doubled as a personal vocation. Bispo believed that he had been called by God to recount everything in the world after the apocalypse. And with that, he began what would become a lifelong project of cataloging the world around him. For Bispo, his life project was driven by this vision, but its result was a kind of personal inventory of his own world. With the barest of resources, he created over 850 works, which were all collected in his hospital room when he died. Bispo never named or dated his works. They were simply a catalog for his own future reference, a private set of mnemonic devices that he preserved for the ultimate task of reconstructing the world.